You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night Amazon workers, Amazon drivers, and early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, a lot to get into this morning as we are officially starting to turn the page when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons talking about their matchup Sunday, because we did what we had to do Thursday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, put ourselves in a good situation here when it comes to the rest of the season. We have put ourselves in a nice spot, and we have a chance to put ourselves in an even nicer spot on Sunday. So we're going to start to turn the page towards the Carolina Panthers a little bit today. Going to let you hear from Raheem Morris as he was on the coach's show with Dave Archer yesterday. Arch always does a great job with Coach every single Monday, and you can only get that right here, by the way, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, so make sure you're tapped in for that. You can go to the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app. Download that thing on any of your smart devices, and you can listen back to that if you missed it yesterday as well. Also, the player spotlight, Kadarius Hodge, I'm sure you all want to hear that. Obviously, Kadarius with the game-winning touchdown on Thursday in overtime of that overtime thriller, instant classic, you may call it. But there you have that there. So you can, like I said, go listen back to that if you so choose, which I don't know why you wouldn't choose to do that if you're a real Atlanta Falcons fan. But anywho, we'll let you hear a little bit of that coming up in a few minutes. However, I want to start with this. I want to start talking about the Monday night football game that was fun to watch if you are a Atlanta Falcons fans, because the Saints, they got beat up in a few different ways. And now you don't wish, obviously, any injuries to happen, and Derek Carr did have to leave the game with about 9.5 minutes left with an oblique injury. He was not able to return. So obviously you don't like to hear that, but you do like to hear the New Orleans Saints lost. And that is exactly what happened, 26-13. And by the way, I do have to make a correction on myself. Yesterday, I said the Vikings were the only undefeated team left in the NFL. How could I forget about the Kansas City Chiefs, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions? They are also undefeated, and they remained undefeated after their 26-13 win last night over the New Orleans Saints. And shout out to the Chiefs. Even though they beat us, they at least had the decency to beat our division rival as well, and hopefully they go on to beat the Buccaneers and the Panthers as well. So hopefully they can go ahead and do those favors for us too. If you're going to beat us, at least beat the rest of the division too. You know what I'm saying? But they took care of business, the Chiefs did last night, of the New Orleans Saints. And it was a funky game to start for the Saints, and they reeled it in a little bit, but funky game. And look, everybody was talking about the interception that Derek Carr threw early on in the game. I honestly think he was trying to throw that ball out of bounds, and I just don't think he got enough on it. He was throwing off his back foot, and maybe he was just trying to throw it to the guy there on the sideline. But when I watched it, and now rewatching it, the replays are on both TVs here in the Kia Studios, I honestly think he was trying to throw it away and just didn't get enough on it. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong. Obviously, I don't know. I'm not Derek Carr. I'm not in the mind of Derek Carr, so I don't know exactly what he was trying to do. But to me, in my opinion, what it looked like is he was trying to throw the ball away and just didn't get enough on it. And the cornerback just made a really nice play on it. It was like a little one-handed catch and everything. So it didn't start well for the Saints. Like I said, they did reel it in a little bit. Carr did throw a 43-yard touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed, a deep bomb, and then Chris Jones started going off on everybody on the sideline, Steve Spagnuolo and everybody. But Chiefs ended up, like I said, getting the win. And look, like I said, did us a favor as the Atlanta Falcons. Saints now drop to 2-3. They're now, if you think about it, they're pretty much a game and a half behind the Falcons. If you mathematically look at it, they're a full game. They're only a full game behind the Falcons. Falcons are 3-2. Saints are 2-3. However, they're really a game and a half back if you think about it, because say the playoffs started next week and the Saints won and we lost and the Falcons were 3-3 and the Saints were 3-3. And heck, you can even throw the Buccaneers in there at 3-3. Falcons would still win the division because they've beaten the Saints and they've beaten the Buccaneers. So we got the tiebreaker. So that's where that half a game kind of comes into play there. So good to see the Saints beat up on the – or excuse me, not good to see the Saints beat up on anybody. Good to see the Chiefs beat up on the Saints and take care of business. It was also good to see, selfishly, Kareem Hunt have a good night, as he was on definitely one of my fantasy teams. He might have been on a couple of my fantasy teams. But anywho, good to see the Chiefs take down the Saints and help out the Falcons a little bit there. And I think I might have had one more stat for you when it comes to this Monday night football game. If not, we'll go ahead and move on and let you hear a little bit of Raheem Morris. Bo, by the way, this is the stat I had for you. The Chiefs, their run defense is real. We knew their defense was good. I mean, their defense is what really carried them to the Super Bowl last year. But their run defense, and they lost L'Jarius Sneed. They lost maybe a piece or two else on the defensive end, but their run defense with Chris Jones and them boys up front, still very, very good. And it's been a trend now because Alvin Kamara, 26 yards on 11 carries, and they have just held high-profile running backs, the Chiefs' run defense has, they've held them to minimal numbers all season. Like I just said, Kamara, 26 yards on 11 carries. They held Derrick Henry to 46 yards rushing. Zach Moss, and he's not necessarily a premier back, but he's the starting running back of the Bengals. They held Zach Moss to 34 rushing yards, and obviously they held Bijan to 31. So, and they held J.K. Dobbins, who's been very good for the Chargers this year, kind of a resurgence year for him. They held J.K. Dobbins to 32 rushing yards in last week's in their last week win over the Chargers. So that Chiefs run defense is pretty, pretty stingy. You know what I'm saying? And they have been really good defensively all year long, not allowing too many points to any of their opponents. I mean, if you just real quick go to what the Chiefs have given up as far as points allowed week in, week out, hasn't been too much in any of the five games that they've played. So let's go here to the Chiefs real quick while I'm pulling this up for you. So obviously only allowing 13 points last week to the Saints. The most they've given up, well, they did give up 25 to the Bengals. That was the most they've given up all season long. Gave up 20 to the Ravens opening night, 25 to the Bengals. They always struggle against the Bengals, but they were able to get that win in week two. Only gave up 17 to the Falcons, 10 to the Chargers, and 13 last night to the Saints. So this Chiefs defense still top tier, and probably going to be another reason that good defense, if they can get the running game going, which they did last night with Kareem Hunt, which seems like it could be a good pickup for him and might be a good reunion for Kareem Hunt. Obviously, he started his career off very strong with the Kansas City Chiefs, and then an off-the-field incident obviously kind of derailed his career there. But maybe coming back to the Chiefs, a place that's familiar, a place that he has success in, could help him kind of revitalize his career. We talked about J.K. Dobbins, and J.K. Dobbins' career was derailed by injuries, not anything off the field happening, really strictly on the field. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. But you talk about J.K. Dobbins and how he's been able to resurge his career with the Chargers, just getting an opportunity. Kareem Hunt getting opportunity with the team that drafted him in the Chiefs could be the difference for Kareem, and that could help him turn his career around. So we'll see. Could be a good story there. But what I was saying is, and what the point is, when you got Patrick Mahomes, you can get the running game going with Kareem Hunt, and then you have a defense like the Chiefs defense has, you could, this Chiefs team could be talking about a three-peat, and I don't think anybody would be surprised if that happens. So Chiefs, thank you for doing the Falcons a favor and having the decency to at least beat the Saints. And hopefully you do the same thing against the Buccaneers and the Panthers. They play the Buccaneers, by the way, if you're wondering, in 3 weeks from now. So that'll be another Monday night game. And they'll be taking the Buccaneers on November 4th, again on Monday night. So there you have that. All right, before we break here, I do want to let you hear real quick from Raheem Morris, as he joined the coaches show yesterday, as he always does every single Monday. And obviously he had a little time off because the Falcons played last Thursday against the Buccaneers, as we all know. But he was talking about the win over the Bucs. And what I want you to hear from first here before we kind of start to turn the page next segment. So just revisiting the Bucs game a little bit here as we close this segment out. I do want you to hear him talking about what he liked in last Thursday's win over the Bucs, all the things they liked. And look, there was a lot to like. So Raheem Morris lists off a lot of things there, but that's just because, again, there was a lot to like. So here is Raheem Morris talking about what he liked in last Thursday's win over the Buccaneers when he was with Dave Archer on the Coach's Show yesterday.
You know, obviously, out there in the beginning of the game on defense, they scored consecutive times in a row, and they were able to run the football a little bit, particularly the big run, right? Those are things you want to stop. And then the second half, what you did like about it was how the guys stepped up, and I think they helped them to 6 points in the second half. They were able to stop the run. They were able to lock in and do some of those different things, able to cause a turnover, get off the grass, and do some of the things that you liked in the second half. But we got to start the game that way on defense and be able to keep that thing in the wraps where it's not a shootout, so to speak, in the first half. We got to keep that thing in our terms. We got to keep that thing how we want it so we can dictate the terms of how we want to play football.
There you have it. He says the defense did a good job stepping up and making plays, and he's absolutely right. This defense, even though as far as points allowed goes, they've been going backwards since week one, they still are making the clutch play. They are still getting the clutch stop, and they are still giving this Falcons offense every opportunity they need to win the football game. And right now, the Falcons are 3-2 as far as getting the last possession or having an opportunity to win the football game and getting it done. They're 3-2, and that's why they're 3-2 on the year. If you think about it, every single possession, every single game, I mean, for the Falcons, has come down to the last possession, and the Falcons have had that last possession. It's just been a point of whether or not they've been able to go down and score or not. So there you have it. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear more from Raheem Morris on the Coach's Show as we again start to turn the page just a little bit towards the Carolina Panthers. And we talked about it yesterday. The Falcons have a big opportunity, chance to win 3 in a row and be 3-0 in the NFC South. How did they get that done? Well, we'll have some help explaining that from Raheem Morris. That's coming up next here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup. no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 drivers, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. More from Raheem Morris on the coaches show yesterday as we are going to take a little peek back into what happened on Thursday to talk about possibly how that can affect Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers. So the first thing I want you to hear from Raheem Morris is him talking about the chemistry between Kirk Cousins and his receivers continuing to get better, because after the game on Thursday, Kirk Cousins talked about how he is starting to anticipate where guys are going to be more, and it really showed Thursday that this thing is starting to come together on offense, because we've been talking about how there's a lot of new for Kirk Cousins, new offensive coordinator who is a first-time offensive coordinator in Zach Robinson, all new receivers with Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts. He didn't bring any receivers from Minnesota to Atlanta. It's all new for Kirk Cousins. So there has been an adjustment period, obviously, for Kirk, and that has showed throughout the first four games of the season. Well, game number five, the game against the Bucks, it looked like things started to click, and Dave Archer asked Raheem Morris about that and told Raheem what Kirk said about starting to anticipate where guys are and just having that chemistry really starting to come into effect, and that chemistry really showing its development last week against the Bucks. And Raheem Morris talked about that.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this, and it's a learning curve, it's a learning process. And to watch those guys get better and better every single week, who knew they would take the kind of jump they took this week? But I'm glad they did, and it was needed at the right time. Those guys went out there and executed at a high level, whether you're talking about Kurt to Mooney or Kurt to Drake or Kurt to Kyle or whatever, Kurt to Cordero. I mean, whatever the case was, man, you got a chance to watch those guys really go out there and execute. And all of those things take time. All of those things take trust, you know, decision-making, and Kurt was as decisive as I've seen him since he's been here.
Yeah, he definitely was. Raheem Morris is spot on with that. He was getting the ball out, just seemed like quicker. And again, that is because of that anticipation. He is knowing where guys are going to be, knowing what guys are going to do. So he can have that quick release. He can throw the ball before guys make their breaks. He can put the ball out before guys are looking at it. So that is good to see, and you just hope that that continues throughout the rest of the season. And what we saw on Thursday, what we saw last Thursday, hopefully will only be just a taste of what this offense can be and what this offense has the potential of being moving forward, because I really do feel like this offense can be explosive like they were on Thursday. I feel like they can be I feel like they can have those performances consistently. Now, again, and I talked about this on Friday when we were reacting to the game right after the game happened, but I really feel like this team, while it may not be 36 points every single week, I do feel like week in, week out, this offense can get you 25 to 28 points a game and, you know, hit the 30 burger every couple weeks or maybe every 3 weeks or whatever the case may be. But I do feel like on a week in, week out basis, this team can be a 25 to 28 point team. I don't think that's far-fetched at all. With Kirk really getting an understanding of, you know, maybe I need to get Kyle Pitts involved early in the game. And we got Raheem talking about that. Maybe we'll let you hear from Raheem talk about that in a few minutes. But from, you know, understanding, hey, maybe I need to get Kyle involved early and often or early on in the game. And, you know, maybe that can help him get going. We saw that on Thursday. From knowing where guys are going to be in Drake London and Darnell Mooney and having trust in those guys. Like, I think this offense can be a 25 to 28 point team per game, 25-28 offense per game. So we'll see if it continues, and hopefully it continues against the Carolina Panthers. And speaking of the Carolina Panthers, we keep talking about how the Falcons have a big, big opportunity to continue to really put themselves in a good position when it comes to the NFC South and the NFC overall, because you took down the Saints, took down the Buccaneers. Now you got to take a chance to take down the Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, even with Andy Dalton, and Andy Dalton ended up getting benched on Sunday for Bryce Young. This is a Carolina Panthers team straight up that you should beat. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no two ways around it. You should beat the Carolina Panthers, point blank, period. You are a better football team than them. And unfortunately, and every team deals with this, and knock on whatever this table is made out of, that the Falcons don't have to deal with it too much. But every team is dealing with injuries, and the Panthers are dealing with some big injuries. Shaq Thompson gone from the year with an Achilles tear. Brian Burns obviously no longer on that team. He's with the Giants, and I know Chris Lindstrom thanks the Lord every day that is the case. But you're just a better football team than the Carolina Panthers, and there's no reason you shouldn't beat the Carolina Panthers. I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily a walk in the park, even though it could be, but all I'm saying is you need to win one way or another, and you should be at the end of Sunday, about 7:30, the Falcons need to be 3-0 in the division, 4-2 on the season, with a three-game winning streak because you beat the Carolina Panthers, point blank, period. So that is my expectation, as I'm sure that is your expectation as well. But how do they get there? And how does this mini bye week they have, how does that help the Atlanta Falcons? Well, Raheem Morris talked about that with Dave Archer on the Coach's Show. He talked about how, yeah, it's a quick turnaround from Sunday to Thursday. They had to make that quick turnaround, but they beat the Bucs, and now they had a little mini bye week and a little extra time to get ready for Carolina on Sunday. Here's head coach Raheem Morris talking about that.
You know, I always think, having the Thursday games, getting a win, and then having the ability to get ready to go back and to prepare for Carolina, it puts in this perspective. It gives you a chance to rest, give you a chance to reload, give you a chance to do a couple of different things. But I'm really fired up with this team is. I'm really fired up with our opportunity this weekend. You know, we got an opponent coming here. That's another South opponent. And you know how those things go, man. Division opponents, you got to be ready to deal. You got to be ready to go.
So it is going to be an opponent in the Panthers that have gotten a little boost from Andy Dalton. But again, we just saw Andy Dalton get benched on Sunday. So look, and Dave Canales, by the way, the Panthers head coach, did say that Dalton was still going to be the starter for Sunday against the Falcons. So look, while Dalton has been better, I guess, against the has been better than Bryce Young, I guess, so far, I'm not scared of Andy Dalton. Now, look, you want to make sure you can still get some pressure on Andy Dalton. And the main thing for me, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Chuba Hubbard still did have 97 rushing yards on Sunday. And to me, that is the biggest thing. To me, that is the key to the Falcons getting a victory. And because I don't think it's going to be that hard as far as what the Falcons need to do. To me, all the Falcons need to do, and obviously we'll talk more about this on Friday when we're really previewing the game, but at the end of the day, to me, all the Falcons really need to do is stop the run. You stop the run, and you can't, and you make the Panthers one-dimensional. You put some pressure on Andy Dalton. He's not really a mobile guy at all. So you stop the run. Don't allow them to get anything going with the play-action pass. You make them one-dimensional. You put some pressure on Andy Dalton. I think at the end of the day, that's all you really got to do. Now, again, that's way easier said than done. But to me, that's the only thing you got to do. I don't think you have to worry about Andy Dalton, you know, making any spectacular plays and, you know, making any Patrick Mahomes-esque plays out there. I don't think you have to worry about Andy Dalton extending the play with his legs too much. I don't think you have to worry about the way you rush Andy Dalton like you had to worry about the way you rush Patrick Mahomes, the way you rush Justin Fields, the way you rushed Jalen Hurts. I don't think you have to worry about anything like that. So just get some pressure on Andy Dalton. Don't allow Chuba Hubbard to go through your run defense and slice through your run defense like a hot knife through butter. And I think you'll have a pretty good chance to win this game pretty handily, honestly. And if the offense can have the same type of performance that they did on Thursday, and again, you don't need 36 points. It'd be nice to get it. I won't say no to it, obviously. I don't think any of us would say no to 36 points. But I don't think you necessarily need that. You get, again, 25 to 28 points. Don't allow the Panthers run game to move through you like some bad food, and you'll be all right, period. So to me, it's as simple as that when it comes to how the Falcons get the job done this upcoming Sunday. One thing I do want to point out real quick that could be an advantage for the Falcons on Sunday, one thing that I have liked about the Falcons thus far that we haven't talked about too much, but I think it does need a little point of emphasis now. The Falcons have been really good when it comes to fourth down conversions. They've been solid. I think they're 8 for 17. That's right near that 50% mark that you would like to be at when it comes to fourth down conversions. So the Falcons being able to convert third downs and have that confidence to convert on fourth downs, I think that's huge because you get into a game where you're like, okay, and remember, they aren't converting necessarily short third downs. They're converting fourth and fives and, you know, some fourth and somewhat longs for fourth downs. You know, usually you're not going for it unless it's like fourth and one, fourth and inches, maybe fourth and two. Falcons have converted some longer fourth downs this year. So, and remember that touchdown play, that first touchdown to Darnell Mooney? I believe it was either the first or the second. I believe it was the first. Anywho, one of those touchdowns to Darnell Mooney was on fourth down, if you remember. So they've been able to get the job done on fourth down, and Raheem Morris talked about that yesterday with Dave Archer as well, and he talked about how the team has been successful converting fourth downs this season.
You know, I think it's all timely, and I think it's a matter of fact of having a chance to go out there and attack people and keep them on their toes. Being smart at the same time, these guys are very calculated in how we want to do our things, how we want to go about our business. But, you know, we had a couple this week, you know, the one that we really got to turn into a touchdown, and we had one that was backed up that was also one that we kind of figured put the pressure on those guys. You know, let's make a quick, decisive decision, turn around by those guys as well, right? Either going for three, stopping those guys, making them punt, getting it back faster, shorter field, not being able to waste as much time so we can have a decisive outcome. And we got it happen our way, you know, got the ball back. Our guys were able to go out there and execute, and here we are, and executed at its finest too. You talk about that 2-minute drive.
I think one thing he said in there really needs to be highlighted, and that's the fact that when you are going to go for it on fourth down, Make that decision quick and decisive. Now, sometimes you may need to talk over it, but at least getting to the line quickly, seeing what the defense is going to possibly throw at you, and then maybe you snap the ball, maybe you don't, maybe you call a timeout and think about it, but getting to the line quickly, showing the defense, hey, we might go for it here, and making them having to respect that, I think is a big key in converting a lot of third downs, catching the defense off balance a little bit as well, and the Falcons have been able to do that when going for it on fourth down, and they've been successful on it, and that obviously is his key when you talk about keeping drives alive and maybe putting some scoring drives together, because there have been a couple times the Falcons have scored on fourth down this season, I feel like. I feel like last week when they did it with Mooney, I think that was the second time they did it this year. So, good stuff from the Falcons. When we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, how about we talk about a team we haven't talked about in a while? The Atlanta Hawks. Believe it or not, they play basketball tonight. And it's right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The preseason for the Hawks gets started tonight. We'll see Zachary Risache make his NBA debut. What are the expectations for the Hawks this season? We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Just saw on the tube, the television, by the way, Carolina Panthers 1-4 this season with a negative 82 point differential. So they've been outscored by a total in their first five games. They've been outscored by a total of 82 points. Sheesh, that's a lot. And that just, again, goes back to the fact of we should beat the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. There's no way around it. And again, not saying it's going to be easy, but this should be a game the Falcons win. If there's ever going to be a game you need to look good in and you need to look like you are just clearly better than that football team, it needs to be this game against the Carolina Panthers. So, again, I don't want to necessarily put a point total on it because, again, you never know what's going to happen throughout the game. The game of football can be wonky, but still, this should be a game the Falcons win. And that's why we talked about last week being so important for the Falcons, because if you found a way to beat the Bucs, which obviously you did, you felt good about going into that Panthers game and beating the Panthers. And you should be able to do that. I don't care if it's Andy Dalton. I don't care if it's Bryce Young. You need to go out there and beat the Panthers, period. So hopefully the Falcons can do that, and obviously we'll talk more about the matchup as we continue on throughout the week. However, I want to talk about a team we haven't talked about in a little while. How about we talk about those Atlanta Hawks? Oh, The Atlanta Hawks start preseason play tonight. Can you believe it? Yes, the NBA is back. Our preseason games have already started. I actually just saw some highlights from the San Antonio Spurs Oklahoma City Thunder game. Stephon Castle, he had a nasty dunk last night. But the Atlanta Hawks, what are the expectations for the Hawks this year? For me, at the most, I would like to see the Hawks be a top six team and not have to be in the play-in. I think at this point, that's where my expectation at its highest point lies for them. I think that's what they are. I don't know how all these new pieces are going to fit together. Obviously, DeJounte Murray no longer here. He's with the Pelicans. You brought in Larry Nance Jr. You brought in Dyson Daniels, who we keep hearing is going to be hopefully an elite perimeter defender, which is what you need. And hopefully DeAndre Hunter continues to improve and he can continue to make strides in his career, because it is that time for DeAndre to really start being that other guy too. Zachary Sachet, he'll have moments where he flashes. He'll have moments where he struggles. He's a rookie. And I think he's in a solid situation to where I don't think too many expectations are on him as the number one overall pick. But there are some. But again, he just got to go out there and play his game and do his thing. And again, I think he's in a solid situation to where not too many expectations are on him, because obviously Trae Young is still that guy. He's still that dude for the Atlanta Hawks. So my highest expectation, again, is them not having to be a play-in team. But I do expect them to, at the very least, be a play-in team. That's what they've been for, what, now the past three seasons? So I do expect them to be somewhere involved in the postseason. And if they are in the play-in, we'll see how they're playing and where they're at. But I would at least hope they can find a way to get out of the play-in, which they did not do last season. So hopefully they don't have to be a play-in team. And again, I think at the highest expectation, they're the sixth best team in the East, maybe the fifth, if all things really go right. But I don't expect them to be any higher than a five seed. And again, if everything goes well, I think they'll be a six seed. But maybe they're a seventh, and maybe they get a home play-in game, and they only got to win that one to make it in. And maybe they end up a 7 seed. That wouldn't be terrible either. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing I want to see from the Atlanta Hawks is direction. I want to see a clear direction from the Atlanta Hawks. I want to see a clear vision. Meaning, when we watch the Atlanta Hawks, we understand what their identity is. We understand what they want to do on offense. We understand what they want to do on defense. And also, speaking of the defensive end, I want to see them be a better defensive team too. You should have some more defensive guys than Dyson Daniels. Larry Nance Jr. is a pretty good power forward defensively. I want to see better defense too. So better defense, a clear vision of what kind of offensive team you want to be, because I feel like that was last year. And then just be fun. Just be fun to watch. Just be exciting. Don't be a bottom dweller team for most of the season. Be at least exciting to talk about. Be fun to watch. That's all I want. I don't need them to be a top four team. I think that's unrealistic. If you can be anywhere from a top six to at lowest a top eight team throughout the entirety of the season, make it into the actual postseason, not just the play-in, but make it into the actual postseason and win some playoff games. Heck, maybe even make it to the second round if all goes well. That's all I want. I think that's all we can expect at this point. They're trying to figure it out with these new pieces and, you know, with the East being the way it is. The East is pretty good. I'm not expecting too much from the Hawks, but I do expect them to at least be fun. And if they can be that, I won't argue too much. But, again, we'll see how it all plays out. Starting tonight, 7 p.m. pregame with Caleb Johnson. And then 7:30, you'll hear tip-off and action between the Hawks and the Pacers, preseason game number one with our guy Steve Holman right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. However, that is tonight. When we come back in a few minutes, we're going to let you hear from Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson and see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of The Morning Shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.